The Princess of the Bar, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. A Night of Reminiscence by Ava Lind. One autumn day, I invite a friend over, whom I haven't seen in a while. It's a weekend and I arrange things so that we are having the evening to ourselves. We talk, drink wine, and talk about all the good old days. We get so silly and giggly together, the way only girls can. After a while, we start talking about sexual experiences. We've shared some of them before, but others are new. We talk about guys we've had sex with and tell each other about our exciting and funny sexual experiences. After all, there have been quite a few of them as time's gone by, even if they are a few years ago now. We're both married and have children, so a night like this is a rare opportunity. I know that when I talk about sex, share experiences and listen to other people's stories, I get a little lightheaded, and it makes me want to brush against sexual pleasures as if by chance, stroke a little extra across my breasts, bite a finger maybe, squeeze my thighs together, and accidentally touch the arm or foot of the person I'm talking to. Tonight, it's a girl I've shared lots with before. Someone I think is pretty and appealing, especially now when the wine and good vibe is getting me in the mood. After a while, our eye contact gets a little bit more intense, and the sex stories get increasingly more detailed. Things are really warming up. The candles I like to have burning around the house are starting to give off so much heat that it's tempting to take off my jumper. But now, I'm really longing to kiss and fondle this lovely woman's breasts. But I guess we're both still a little scared of making the first move. After all, we're not 100% certain that the other one wants to. We're actually supposed to be interested in guys. A bit later, there's a moment where it becomes natural to sit down on the sofa next to this hot, luscious girl. We're looking through a photo album. That's when the first touch happens, the first casual stroke with the foot. Maybe those knees just happen to touch. Delightful shivers. My fingers brush across her arm when I go to show her something in the album. Every touch is like an arrow that hits me and spreads warmth through my whole body. The focus eventually concentrating at the bottom of my stomach. My thoughts are already playing with her breasts, and all my movements are centered around how I'm going to get to touch her or myself, so that the lust in me and her will eventually build to a point where we can't help but let all the desire burning in us take over. Suddenly we're there. Suddenly she's holding my hand and looking into my eyes. I pull her up to my breast, help her inside the top I'm wearing, because I can't wait any longer for her to feel me. Her lips approach mine, and they touch at roughly the same time as her fingers reach my nipple. I can't help but let out a small moan. My entire body is on fire, and the greatest heat is between my legs. I can feel how wet and warm I am, that my panties are moist, and I've automatically begun rocking my hips. She is too.